feast at the edge of Sheol. Ecclesiastes 9 places two truths side by side that we often try to separate. Our lives are in the hand of God, yet time and chance overtake us. Providence is real, but it is rarely readable. The Hebrew word translated chance, pega, means an occurrence or unexpected encounter. It does not describe a universe abandoned by God. It describes life as we experience it. The swift may lose, the strong may fall, and the gifted may remain unnoticed. Faith does not grant us the secret map of providence. It teaches us to trust the hand when we cannot trace the pattern. Holy defiance. Qoheleth's answer to mortality is startling. Eat bread, drink wine, wear white garments, anoint your head, love your spouse, and do your work wholeheartedly. These are not instructions for shallow pleasure. They are acts of holy defiance. In the ancient Near East, white clothing and oil were signs of festivity rather than mourning. Oil refreshed skin in a dry climate and marked welcome, dignity, and gladness. Qoheleth is saying, although death approaches, do not rehearse your funeral every day. Receive life while it is given. The repeated word vanity is the Hebrew hevel, vapor, breath, mist. The point is not that marriage, meals, and labor are worthless. They are precious precisely because they cannot be possessed. Bread becomes grace when we stop treating it as permanent. Love deepens when we remember that our days together are numbered. God has already accepted your works. World English Bible is especially important. Joy is not payment for having mastered life. It grows from prior acceptance. The order anticipates the gospel, grace first, then grateful living. The Forgotten Saviour. The chapter closes with a poor wise man who saves a small city from an overwhelming king, only to be forgotten. Ancient siege warfare was brutal. Assyrian reliefs, such as those depicting Lachish, show siege ramps, battering rams, and terrified captives. Against such machinery, this unnamed man possesses only wisdom, and wisdom proves stronger than weapons. Yet nobody remembers him. This is not a direct prophecy, but Christians cannot miss the pattern. Jesus came in poverty, without armies, and delivered his people through what the world called foolishness. The forgotten wise man casts a shadow toward the rejected Messiah, the wisdom of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24. The difference is resurrection. Sheol does not have the final word. Because Christ lives, our labor in him is not lost, even when history forgets our names. So do today's small work with all your might. Love the person beside you. Receive the meal before you. Speak wisdom quietly. Heaven remembers what empires overlook. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 31:15, Luke 12:16-21, 1 Corinthians 1:18-25, 15:54-58. Suggested hymn, All My Hope on God is Founded. Prayer. Lord of our times and days, teach us to trust your hidden hand, receive your passing gifts with gratitude, and labor faithfully without demanding recognition. Fix our hope on Christ, whose resurrection makes no act of love finally vain. Amen.